Hello, welcome to the Carola Moon podcast, helping you to own your awesome. Hello, I hope you're having a good day. My name is Carola Moon, and today I was going to share with you about how to get over feeling blah. I don't know if it's raining where you are. Here it is apparently raining enough water, enough rain for a month in just a few days, in a few hours here. So I don't know if it's the weather, if it's just having, had an amazing weekend where we did lots of activities and managed to do lots. Somehow I don't feel in the mood for Monday. I'm not quite there. And I've allowed that to be okay. I've allowed to have that feeling of, And then I was like, okay, enough is enough. It's time now for my podcast. I'm going to do it because I said I would. And here I am. And I already feel a lot better. So I think when you're feeling like meh or blah or like not quite right, it's just like you're not feeling it, then allow yourself a little break. You know, like somehow something needs to percolate, something needs to be allowed, and that may be a little break. Or you may need to just do something different. You may need to go for a run when you actually hadn't planned to go for a run, or do a meditation when you actually thought you would be working, or whatever it is. Or you put on a song that you really like. And I was actually contemplating doing that because in the past I've used it a lot, and I do. That is one of my tools when I'm not feeling it. I usually try to dance myself back into feeling it, and it typically works. Or, like I'm doing now, and I hope you can't hear it's not just too disturbing that you're hearing the saw downstairs. We're having our bathrooms done. Or, like I've been doing, is just go back in. Just ask yourself, what's the one thing that will change the needle? Like, what would be one thing that you need to do anyway, or you made yourself a promise that you would do, like me doing my podcast, and where you know that if you talk yourself out of it, you feel super bad afterwards. Your mind monkey is going to have a field day with you thinking, yeah, and again, you've proven that I can't even stick with your own promises. So that is one of the best things, because once you've done the first thing that you actually didn't even feel like doing, then everything else afterwards feels easier. But even if you don't do anything else afterwards, if that is the one thing that you do to get yourself out of feeling blah, but then you're saying, okay, and that's me done, then at least you've not let yourself down. You still have done the one thing that you made yourself a promise to do. And typically though, you get a new, by doing just the one thing that you said you were gonna do anyway, no matter what happens, typically though, what I'm finding is that I then shift so much. I go from feeling completely not wanting to do it to then suddenly like, oh, and now that I've done this, I actually feel like I could do something else. And then I often do. So what do you do to get yourself out of feeling in the funk when you're just not feeling like doing the things that you know you should be doing, have like promised yourself to do, or that you know that really will make a difference? The thing that is just gonna like make you feel so alive when you actually do it. So yeah, please share with me. You have all my contact details to my Twitter, to my Facebook, to my LinkedIn, to Instagram, and my email address on my website, which is thecarolamoon.com. Please get in touch. I would love to hear what's working for you, how you're listening to my podcast, what you would love to hear, or what would really help you. So the more I know what is resonating with you and what else you'd like me to cover, the more I can serve you and share whatever I have an answer to or not. I may just ask you 1,000 questions, but that may help us as well. So please get in touch, but also find on my website, thecarolamoon.com, all the details of the two upcoming idea parties. One is, you find the dates on there. I will also post them again in the show notes, and they're all to be found on my website. The idea parties are amazing. Do make it down to the Crown Inn in South Moreton. And if you're not feeling it, or if you're feeling down by the rainy weather, you know, use one of these tools or techniques to change your, either to fully allow yourself to feel it and then shift, or immediately say, actually, I'm enough of the moping, enough of the not doing, enough of the avoiding, and you go all in. Okay. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I would love to hear what resonated with you, any feedback, thoughts, or comments. Please find all my contact details at thecarolamoon.com, and it's the same handle on all social media channels at thecarolamoon. I would love for you to share this episode or the podcast with any friends or any acquaintances who would benefit from the content, and I would also love a positive review on iTunes. I wish you a wonderful day. Speak soon. Bye bye.